This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As I mentioned yesterday, Americans are concerned about the direction of the country. They also believe that the economy has become much worse in the last few years. The explanation from the White House is the president's message about Bidenomics isn't getting through to the American people. But one economist has another suggestion. He argued that Americans have demonstrably false views about the current economy. Also, he mentioned the slight difference between how Republicans and Democrats view the economy. That might suggest there is a political element to the current dissatisfaction. A Harris poll shows that 2/3 of respondents reported that it was difficult to be happy with the economic news, and only a slightly higher number of Republicans agreed with the statement compared to Democrats. Even more telling was the fact that 2/3 of Americans believe the economy is worse than the media makes it out to be. Here is where you see some political difference. A higher percentage of Republicans believe the economy is worse than reported by the media than Democrats, but it is telling that nearly half of the Democrats agreed with that statement. The administration and the media can point to the fact that unemployment is close to a 50-year low and economic growth is improving. But those economic figures don't seem to be influencing Americans trying to make ends meet. Earlier this year, Bankrate published its annual Emergency Fund report. They found that 2/3 of Americans were worried they wouldn't be able to cover their living expenses for just 1 month if they lost their primary source of income, and more than half said they couldn't afford a $1,000 emergency expense. This is the economic reality for millions of Americans, and that is why they don't express confidence in our economy. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.